And welcome back. Is the reunification of St. Louis City and County a good idea? Many in the region think so. Many do not and think we're doing just fine as we are. A day-long symposium featuring political and civic leaders as well as academics spent the day Friday going over the pros and cons at St. Louis University. St. Louis Public Radio reporter Jason Rosenbaum was there and he joins me in studio. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Any consensus emerging as a result of this symposium or during the symposium as you see it?
Well, I don't think any symposium is going to solve a problem or an issue that's been raging for like 138 years, like the city-county divide is. But I think that there were some fascinating moments. We obviously had the two leaders of St. Louis City and County there, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay and St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley. And they're very much behind this Better Together group that is looking into the different facets of what would happen if, you know, the city and the county reunited, so to speak. But I found it also more interesting of the keynote speaker, former U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, an Indiana Republican who was a big driver of UniGov. And for our listeners, UniGov was the combination of Indianapolis city government with Marion County government. And I found that interesting because the prospect of a similar scenario happening in St. Louis area just seems hard to imagine in many respects, not only because there are so many municipalities in St. Louis County, but there are some relatively new municipalities like Wildwood and Chesterfield, which have come about in, you know, the last 20 or 25 years. And I just don't see them entering into a UniGov system. And that's not even taking into account the other municipalities. But it was interesting to hear his perspective about how UniGov came to be in the Indianapolis area, for sure.
What we've heard most of in recent years, anyway, has been the idea of the not of a consolidation of all of these municipalities to include the city, but of the city entering the county as a municipality.
Right. And I think that would probably be the more practical option when you look at the enormous political and structural effort that it would take to put a UniGov-like system or consolidate all these municipalities and the city into one mega government. The most talked about option is what you just mentioned. The city would become a municipality within St. Louis County. A lot of their county offices, like recorder of deeds, treasurer, you know, those type of things would probably disappear. And, you know, maybe there would be, have to be more members of the county council. Maybe the county would take over some city services depending on how the arrangement works. But that seems to be a more likely outcome. I just found it interesting that the keynote speaker of this discussion was somebody who put forth an outcome that is probably not likely to happen here just because of a whole different host of things.
Our friend Terry Jones was a part of this discussion. From what I've read, and I've heard him say this many times on this air, is the fact that there really is any number of areas right now where the city and the county are working and working well together.
I think he's like in favor of an incremental approach, as is Todd Swanstrom, who's also a MUMSL. And when I was talking with Professor Swanstrom before I headed out, he mentioned that this talk of merger, you know, seems to be forestalling smaller steps that could make the possibility of a bigger thing more palatable. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, policymakers, have argued that maybe the two entities should look to that instead of trying to do something big. But I think that there are also people who see the benefits of consolidation, either the first option of the city joining as a municipality or this mega merger that's been talked about, and they want to start talking about it.
You know, another aspect of this that has to be considered and maybe treading softly is the fact that ultimately, if we talked about anything big, it's going to require a public vote. Mm-hmm. And that has always been difficult because we've been down this road before.
Oh, yeah. And that was the other intriguing thing about Lugar's commentary is that UniGov wasn't done through a public vote. It was done through the state legislature. And there's no possible way I could see that happening here, mainly because the Constitution right now requires a public vote, and changing the Constitution to do something else would require a statewide vote too. And both Slay and Dooley have emphasized that any sort of merger proposal, whatever it is, will have to have a public vote, and probably city and the county.
You know what? And there's another aspect of this that is not talked about much, although it has come up in past discussions, such as the one we're having now at the symposium. And that is that the African American leadership in the city is concerned about losing the influence that it has now that it has worked so long and so hard to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it's definitely a concern. I mean, when you take away a lot of offices, we're talking about in a purely political standpoint. When you take away a lot of county offices and African-American political leaders don't have the ability to run for those offices anymore, and there's only three county offices available, I mean, that sort of thing comes into play, and their political clout, I think, you know, comes into question. Now, apparently, a similar situation was happening in Indianapolis from what Senator DeLuger said. So while I think the opposition sometimes gets casted as only Republicans in the county, I do think that there will be a segment of African-American political leaders in the city that may oppose this. Not all of them, because there are some who are for it. But I do think there'll be a segment that are opposed for that very reason.
And if there were a consolidation, for instance, or a consolidation effort, think of 14 or 15 African-American aldermen, you know, losing those jobs essentially for a much smaller board that would run the county.
If you're talking about like a mega city, for example, yeah, I think that would be a concern. Yeah. But again, that's not a likely outcome. I mean, conversely, if there are more county council seats, which I think would have to
be considered,
you know, it's possible somebody from the city could, you know, a couple people from the city could run for those. But I mean, those are not highfalutin offices we're talking about, not as much as recorder of deeds, for example.
Sure. Well, as you say, the conversation has been going on for 138 years and will continue. There is going to be a community conversation at St. Louis University on March 19th in which this dialogue will continue. And I'm sure we'll be hearing much more about it in the days and months and perhaps even years ahead.
Absolutely.
Jason Rosenbaum, thanks so much for being with us and for giving us your insight as a result of the Friday symposium.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll hear science reporter Veronique LaCapra's discussion on the ethical issues surrounding genome sequencing and genetic privacy. We'll also check in with political reporter Joe Manis for a legislative update. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.